Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
You know.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Laura Jerome. I live in Lansford, Pennsylvania. I have an appointment with waiver, but I'm not sure if it's today.
You're calling, do you need home care services, ma'am?
I'm supposed to have home care services through waiver, and then
through the waiver program,
Royal and whatnot. Waiver program?
Right.
For AmeriHealth?
Okay.
Caritas?
Yes.
And I talked to them yesterday, so I was wondering if they were going to come here today.
Oh, you're trying to confirm your appointment?
Yeah, I don't know what time, and I'm in, like, a lot of pain right now. My stomach is, but, I'd like to know.
So you're calling a home care agency. Did you pick on an agency already?
No. I have an agency before, Royal, and they told me that was not who I had. I was supposed to have a waiver person. And I never had a waiver person.
Well, let's get you the help you need, okay? Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, I just want to know if they're coming today or, what time.
Okay. Well, this is a home care agency. I can find that out for you. This is Family First Care. This is a home care agency. Do you want me to continue assisting you?
If you could find out when I'm supposed to have my appointment today, or if I'm supposed to, or if I'm going to actually get a worker.
Okay, and you're going to need a female aide, correct? You want a female aide?
Yes.
What county do you reside in?
Carbon.
Carbon?
Yes.
Carbon, Pennsylvania?
Carbon County, yes.
Okay, give me one second.
Lansford, Pennsylvania.
Excuse me?
Lansford, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And that's Carbon County. One second. Okay. What's your first and last name?
Tara, T-A-R-A, Jerome, D-A-R-R-O-H-N.
Okay, so I got Tara, T-A-R-A. What's the last name?
Jerome, D-A-R-R-O-H-N.
D as in David, A as in Apple, Ralph, Austin, Harry, Nancy?
Yes.
What's your date of birth, Miss Tara?
4/26/69. Excuse me?
Are you currently hospitalized?
No, but I'm assuming pretty soon because I'm not feeling great.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I can't get help.
Let's get you this help you need. What's your address, honey?
216 West Ridge Street, Lansford, PA 18232, apartment 4.
And you said Lansford, PA.
Yeah.
And apartment 4 is in the number.
Okay. Yeah. 216 West Ridge Street.
Ridge or Bridge?
Ridge, R-I-D-G.
And you are with AmeriHealth?
Yes.
Do you have your service coordinator's information, their name and their phone number, so we can get a hold of them and find out what's going on?
They were going to give me everything today. They were supposed to, because I was on waiver. They hooked me up with Royal. Royal Home Health Care sucked.
Yeah, they sucked. Why aren't they even helping you with this?
Well, I told them that I wanted to switch.
Okay.
To Comfort Keepers.
Okay.
Went and switched to Comfort Keepers. They left me for a month without a caregiver.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
So, like, I didn't have anybody.
Right. And so you just keep getting the runaround. All right, I'm going to assist you. This is family first care.
With actually with Royal, Royal's the first girl they gave me to take care of the elderly, was supposed to be with 70 grams of methamphetamine, marijuana and all that. They didn't know any of this. And had been locking her mom in a room and taking her mom's welfare card. They didn't background check her, I guess.
Oh my gosh, that's scandalous.
She was busted with that before then. Then I got a rehabbing crack addict.
So they're sending you all types of people to your home. Oh, no.
Yeah, and,
I've
had stuff stolen and everything. So.
Well, that's what happened when you're sending people that are not registered, their backgrounds are not in. That's horrible.
Well,
that's
all right,
I want you to write down some of my information, okay? Let me know when you're ready.
I don't have a pen and paper, and I'm just in a lot of pain right now.
Okay, you have
the
waiver.
I don't have a pen and paper.
I can see the waiver here. It's active. Give me a good number to reach you.
272-296-7151.
I'm going to get a hold of your service coordinator over at AmeriHealth. We're going to try to get you help as soon as possible, okay? They're going to call you to confirm my information, so I'm going to need you to know, okay? This is Family First Care, all right? You're going to need to know my phone number. So do you have an email address where I can send it to you?
Tara Derone@yahoo.com.
Excuse me?
TaraDerone@yahoo.com.
So is your first and last name?
Yep, @yahoo.com.
So TaraDerone@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be submitting this information to our coordinators to reach your service coordinator over at AmeriHealth, and I'm going to get you a female aide. What are your needs? What do you need done? How many hours a week do you have?
15.
15?
Yes, 3 hours a day. But I think I'm going to qualify for more because I've been, emotionally, mentally, and physically just, declined.
You're exhausted. Yeah, you sound exhausted. It's too much for you to do. All right, Ms. Tara, I'm going to send you the email with our information. Ms. Tara, how old are you?
56.
Okay, and what do you need help around your house with? Meal prepping, laundry. Do you need personal care, someone to bathe?
Meal prepping, laundry, cleaning.
Okay.
Hair washing.
Okay.
That's why I said I'm getting I don't want to say worse, but more needy.
Well, because your needs right now are not being handled, so you're gonna feel like that. But once we get a good aide in your home, and they wash your hair, you bathe, you dress, you look pretty, you feel pretty, it's gonna be better for you. Okay, don't give up. Okay.
Right.
I'm just putting in right now the referral so we can get you some help. Okay.
Thank you.
And your zip code is 1.
Yeah, they told me they did through Royal. I kept saying to them, you didn't give me a waiver person. I said, you gave me Royal Home Healthcare. And you were like, no, we didn't. I'm like, yeah, you did.
So and the waiver program just gives the home care agencies permission to send out a worker to you. The waiver program is part of the state through Medicaid. Once you apply for the waiver, that means you could take that waiver to any agency like we're going to do today. I'm going to take over this situation, Tara. I'm going to get a hold of your service coordinator at AmeriHealth, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to send consistent, reliable help. My name is Jasmine, and this is Family First Care, okay? I'm going to email you
to let you
know our information. You need a female bath aide. I'm going to put a female bath aide so we could identify someone quickly for you.
And
we're going to get you the help.
God. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
passengers' belongings will help them set their fingers on the city of the theater to sell for 1 week holiday.
And this is a good number to reach, right? The 272-296-7151 number?
Yes, the only
number. Would you like
number,
to list an alternative number, or that's the only source you have?
Yes, my only source is I'm agoraphobic, so I don't go out, so I don't have anybody else.
Okay, so you need the person, do you need the person that I'm going to send to you to run errands for you or with you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I never got that off from you, Corey.
All right, I'm going to transfer this call to Ms. Dina. She's going to further assist you on to services. She's going to help you call that service coordinator, okay, that I talked to you about from AmeriHealth, and see how we can get you switched over so that I can get you some help, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Ms. Tara, hang in there, okay? My name is Jasmine. It's been a pleasure assisting you, okay? Ms. Dina's going to further you along in the process, okay?
I'm just happy you answered because I had Comfort Keepers. No, I had Comfort Keepers, and I called them several times. And they
no respond. No, they don't call. Yeah, I've heard horror stories of those places. They don't respond to the patients. They don't help them out. Like, you shouldn't be doing all of this by yourself. You shouldn't be, you know, hanging in there by the thread. You shouldn't. It's unacceptable. But let me.
Tara,
T A. I'm gonna send you the email right now. Tara, and then D A R O O H N.
D A R R. O H N.
D A R R O H N. Yep, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
It's going to be just a little simple hello.
Yes.
With the agency's info, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, honey, please hold.
Okay. Oh, good God.